Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Chase Iron Eyes about Native American affairs.
Yes, Chase Iron Eyes, running for Congress in North Dakota.
Chase Iron Eyes, talk about your name a little bit. Is that of a historical significance or some kind of a tribal significance?
Yes, it was a name first given to my great great grandfather, back in the mid 1800s, because he was one of the first to receive prescription eyeglasses, spectacles, back in the day. You know what I mean? Long time ago. Ishtamaza, that's the Lakota phrase for glasses.
Okay.
So that's the origination.
So let's talk a little bit about actually some of the excitement. You're the first Native American run for office in North Dakota, isn't that correct?
That's correct. And I never, I never thought that leadership would guide me into politics. But I am concerned about, being an effective leader for our state and really for our country. I think as Americans, we have a lot of challenges. There are things that are going to be challenging us. And we have to be strong, and we have to be united. We cannot afford to be apathetic anymore. So one of the reasons I ran is because and part of it is being Native American. Our leadership, our chiefs, are the people who are appointed or elected to lead are expected to be self-accountable, and so that's one thing that I'll offer. You know, nobody will ever have to protest or rally or petition to get me to answer to the constituents. You know.
How is your campaign coming so far? Are you finding that it's an easy path, or are you finding that there are some barriers to entry or some roadblocks?
The first thing I learned is that money has an overbearing role and importance in politics, in electing our leaders. And this is a fight that we're having as Americans with court cases like Citizens United, and the extent to which people can fund campaigns, whether or not dark money can become involved, and there's a fight going on for the soul of our country right now. So fundraising has been something that that is new to me, something that kind of is a challenge. You know, in order to reach people, you got to have the money, and like Doug Burgum is reaching people. He's got the money. You know, so I have to do things a little bit differently. I can't get on TV right now. But so that's why, with the help of certain people, I'm able to host events. This is the third thing that I've hosted that is getting reasonable traction and encouraging traction. So I've got to go after the people who are on social media, the people who are active, the new generation types who are either digital natives or who are adopting sort of a different view of how politics runs. Mm-hmm. And there's possibilities there. So that's where I'm concentrating, and where I've got to turn out new voters. New voters. Because a lot of people don't vote in their 20s and their early 30s. I know I didn't. So I feel there's a demographic there that is being that could be catered to a little more. And the other thing that I'm finding is that everybody likes to see a Native American stepping up, because there's a lot of misunderstandings between the Native American population and the non-Native. What I'm finding out is that white people aren't white people. White people are German. White people are Scandinavian. White people are Russian. White people are Norwegian. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's real culture alive here in North Dakota.
To listen to the full-length interview with Chase Iron Eyes, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Army's West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
On our front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a 3-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.